So you ready to change your life? You ready for a second chance? You ready to bring true purpose and meaning to yourself and others? Well, welcome home. Let's get started. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Organize Your Purpose podcast, where we come and do some strategic planning for our life. So it doesn't matter which area of your life, we're just going to work through it. And when you work on one area, the other areas start to balance out too. That's what I noticed, at least. Hi, everyone. I'm Jet Lachey. Hopefully you know who I am. And today we are going to talk about making it happen. So before we get to that, I just want to shout out that I created a new community, a free membership space. And if you would like to be a part of that community, we're going to be doing special events. We have programs. We got a program going on right now happening. You can head on over to themppcommunity.com and join and check it out. Okay, let's get started. So when you are making a decision about your goals, because remember, we've been talking about goals over these past couple of weeks. And you make the decision of, okay, this is what I want. I'm very clear. I don't think that this is going to change, because, you know, in the beginning of the process, you're like, wait, do I really want to focus on this? Or do I want to focus on that? And you really just sit down and you're like, look, this is what I want to do. Now you have to see it as, I'm going to make this happen. Because last week we were talking about, it's just the beginning. And I want you to understand the shift, the different shift between it's the beginning and make it happen. It's the beginning is you're taking inventory and you realize, whoa, I was nervous before. I was nervous to take this step because I felt like, well, what if I mess up where I'm at? And it eventually becomes, actually, no, this is just the beginning. The possibilities are endless, unlimited, unlimited potential, unlimited outcome. So just shifting your mindset opens you up to things that you haven't even thought of before and makes you more receptive to the people who come in and give you good ideas, or just you might kind of get a message of like, wait a minute, this is what I should be doing. Now, once you get past that point, you're at the make it happen stage. Now make it happen. It's very, you know, straightforward, to the point. That's the end of the podcast. Just make it happen, y'all. But the make it happen is you say, no matter what comes up, it doesn't matter if I'm having, you know, the most motivation, the least amount of motivation, things are on the up, things are on the low. I'm going to make this happen. It does not matter what the external circumstances are. I'm going to make this happen, period. And that's the mindset you have to have. So when you first start to do this, especially if you've never done this before, it takes time. It takes time to train your mind. So you can imagine in the first 1 or 2 weeks, it can kind of feel uncomfortable. I really do feel like if you're on it with mindset training and things like that, after the first week, you'll start to get in the groove. Now, if you get thrown off, it is a disruption of like, okay, I got to try to get back on there. But the longer that you do it, like if you do it for months, once you get disrupted, it's not that big of a deal. So what you're doing right now is crucial. It's critical. If you're just starting today, or you've been working on it for the past couple of weeks, because we know that that's what we're doing this year. This is the moment where you make the decision of, no matter what comes up, don't have the money. Don't have the access, don't have the inspiration, don't have the creativity, whatever it is, or a combination of all of the above. Make a decision. I don't care. I'm going to make it happen. You can even say, look, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. I don't know. Make it happen. And I told you all this story before where I had to move very quickly. And I told myself, I'm not going to be here. It was August 1st. I'm not going to be in this location August 1st. Looking around, things are not working out the way that I want it to. I'm looking around. I'm like, wow, I still don't have nowhere to go. And that's crazy because I'm going to be somewhere August 1st. And it worked out. In a recent situation, it was the same way. But this time, my partner was involved as well. And she was like, wow, where are we going to be at this time? I'm like, I don't know yet. Things aren't connecting, but we going to be here January 1st. We going to have to be somewhere January 1st. And so that's how I think. And of course, that is just based off like moving or location or something like that. But look at your dreams and your goals like that too. Of course, be realistic. If you want to accomplish something big, don't think that you're going to get there in a week unless you already have it established and you just need to go back in and just, you know, rework some things. Have appropriate deadlines or outcomes or check-ins and things like that. So when you sit and you decide, okay, I'm going to make this happen, come up with your deadline, or I would say check-in. You know, everything isn't really a check-in. Nothing is really a deadline. It just keeps going and going and going as you are deciding what your next levels are. So decide your first check-in. Okay, I want my first check-in to be in 12 weeks. I want my first check-in to be in 2 weeks. What you don't want to do is make your check-in so far away that you're not troubleshooting. Well, should I stay this course? Do I need to change? You know, give yourself a smaller duration, whether that's 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, something within that range in order to make sure, okay, this path that I'm using, it worked for me in the beginning and it's still working for me now. If it's not working for you, you can make the changes and the alterations that would be best for you in this process. Now, you're going great, right? And you get to your first check-in, you're like, okay, let me reorganize this. Now you get to the next check-in, rinse and repeat, and just keep going and going and going and going until you start making movement where you're at. Now, where the mindset training comes in is if you have not learned patience yet, if you've not learned patience when it comes to success in this particular area, because you might know it in another area, but in this particular area, it's kind of new, blah, blah, blah. That's going to be most of your work. It's not even the effort that you got to put out to accomplish something. Most of the work is in your mind, in your emotions, in your thought process, in your belief system, in your feelings, all of those things. That's really what the mountain that you're climbing when you're trying to go towards a goal. Because if you remove all of that stuff, all those feelings, limiting belief, blah, 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 you put it to the side, all you have to do is actually very simple. We're so special as this species of Homo sapiens, you know, we're so special. We just got a lot of extra stuff going on as well. So we have to check in with ourselves to balance all those things too. What makes it kind of convoluted, that extra stuff I'm talking about, is also, you know, one of the beautiful experiences about being alive and being human and living life. So the extra stuff can be inconvenient when we're pushing ourselves past our comfort zone, but it can also be very special when we are able to reminisce, to connect, to have visions of the future, to go out and build whatever it is that we want to build. So just train your body and your energy to work with you, because challenges and obstacles are inevitable. They're going to happen. That's fine. That's not a problem. Trauma is something that we should look into fully and further, because there can be those really big traumatic things that happen. But I think what is more important in this conversation is the little things that aren't that big, but our nervous system wires them as traumatic experiences when they're just obstacles and challenges. And I think that's kind of a mind-blowing kind of thing, where you have this really big thing that happens to you that's unfortunate and that's traumatic. And I think we can see, okay, that looks traumatic. But to have those little things, those little pieces that by themselves shouldn't be so tough, but can feel like mountains. That's how you know, if you're experiencing any of those things, that you have to work with yourself. You have to check in with yourself. You have to do some mindset training. Now, you can do additional things too. You can go see a therapist regularly. You can have a support system. You can have a group of motivational people that want to support each other. There's so many things that you can do, not just one, but a combination of all of these things. At the first part, you have to hold yourself accountable for showing up. I look at how I feel. I look at what I think. I look at what I believe. and I'll make adjustments that better suit me in life. And okay, I'm about to get deep here. You have to be open to challenging what you were taught to believe when you were brought up, what you were taught within religion, what you're taught in society, and even what you say to yourself when no one else is around, no one can hear you. Those are some tough things to do. The hardest being what you say to yourself, not even those other things. The hardest of what you say to yourself, because no one can ever see that, only you know. And it's very unconscious. And I'm going to use the word lazy, and I'm not saying it because someone should be doing this or should be doing that, but it's more of you have the power to actively start saying different things to yourself. But unconsciously, if you don't want to take up that action, it takes up too much energy. You got to think about it too much. You already got a busy life. Then you are giving your power away to old ways of thinking that you established when you were 15, when you were 10, when you were 5, when you were 4, things like that. So it's not a person's fault. But the only reason why I want to use lazy, not in a mean way, but just simply saying, the laziness is saying that you have the power. If you didn't have the power, it couldn't be considered lazy. It would just be considered something else. But you have the power. You can talk to yourself actively. Hey, I love you, self. Hey, I believe we can make this happen. Hey, if this is not a good day, tomorrow will be a better day. Hey, we're going to take it a day at a time, an hour at a time, a minute at a time, and be satisfied with the life that we have. If we want more, we're going to grow into more. Just things like that. But so many people go through life not thinking about that. And oftentimes we'll do the opposite thing. Oh, this didn't go right in the day. I'm so stressed out. Triggering your nervous system, stressing yourself out, releasing all those chemicals, the cortisol, and all of that stuff. When you're stressed, you may have or might have heightened levels of cortisol. And I remember I used to think, well, cortisol is something negative, something bad. Cortisol actually is not a bad thing. When you're stressed, your body experiences inflammation. Understanding that inflammation is the source of all issue, all disease, all pretty much, for the most part, everything that happens, some type of inflammation, some type of overgrowth, something like that. That's typically what happens in the body when it starts to not be balanced and not be as healthy as we would want it to be. So you experience inflammation because what's happening? You're stressed out about something. Your body is revving up, fight or flight. You don't have anywhere to go. You're just in this moment and it's creating inflammation, all of that. You ever been in a car and you just push the gas and push the gas and push the gas? It's like that, just building up, building up, building up. That creates inflammation. Your body then releases cortisol in order to control that inflammation. It is an anti-inflammatory, so it is supposed to bring your inflammation down. But we know now that if someone has an elevated level of cortisol, that means they're experiencing more stress. The body is trying to produce more cortisol in order to bring that inflammation down. Now, there's many approaches to bring inflammation down. You can take certain medications, you can take certain herbs, like for example, a very well-known one is turmeric for inflammation, or curcumin for inflammation to bring that stuff down. I'm saying all of this to say, not checking how you talk to yourself does have a price. And just like I'm talking about that inflammation stuff, yes, because what happens if you have long-term inflammation caused by stress unchecked? Okay, you have that heightened level of cortisol. But whenever you have too much happening in one system, the other systems are thrown off balance and the brain doesn't have the homeostasis that it wants, which is everything is balanced. All the chemicals in the brains and things are balanced. So what happens? Wherever you have a genetic predisposition, wherever you have a weak point within your system, your body system, that is typically the part where the disease or the illness starts to show up. Now, two people experiencing similar things and receiving it in a similar way may have a different outcome because they all have their own unique genetic indicators and different things that are going on in their body. So if you do not check what you're saying to yourself, If you do not check what you believe and what you feel, you could not only just be stressed in the moment and cause inflammation, but this could cause long-term issues and illnesses and disease and things like that. And that's what I really appreciate about alternative medicine and traditional medicine, because in our modern day medical system, things are looked at, or issues, diseases, and illnesses are looked at from the perspective of how do we reduce, eliminate the symptom. But we know from our indigenous practices, traditional medicine, from alternative medicine, it is what is the source of the problem. So two people could present with the same illness, but the source of their problem could be two different things. It doesn't mean a person shouldn't seek medical attention from conventional medicine. Doesn't mean that they shouldn't utilize medication. That's a powerful advancement in our species. Nothing wrong with that. We do also, in addition to that, have to understand the origins of our issues, health-related concerns, internal things. And what I'm telling you is how you speak to yourself is literally one of those foundational steps of shifting your entire system. And it's really hard to comprehend that, or to think that, or to, unless you're already kind of in this space, it's hard to think, wow, how can mindfulness and mindset training reduce someone's occurrence of having a stroke or something like that? But when we look at it and we understand the mechanisms, it does make sense. What happens when someone has a stroke? What is it? It's those high levels, typically stressful situations, that create a situation or an environment in which someone may experience this type of medical issue. And if you reduce the stress, you reduce the excitement, you create calm, you have less of an occurrence, or less likely of an occurrence of that kind of situation. Doesn't mean it won't ever happen. It just means it's less likely. You're not putting yourself in situations that are a trigger. And that is fully within your control. It does not cost any money. You literally can start by simply saying, hey, I want to do this. I'm going to make it happen. Whatever happens, unforeseen or predicted, you still work with your mind here. You still continue to balance out your thoughts and your conversation with yourself, and you make it happen. So just getting back to the original point of what we're talking about, make it happen. Make it happen. Do not take, I don't know, it's not going to work, for an answer. Even if you don't have the plan or you don't have the path yet, just make it happen. Just say that. Make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. I feel so strongly about this. I have this written in my bathroom. Every day I walk into the bathroom, start my day off, I see it on the wall. Make it happen. Make it happen. Make it happen. Because when you start training your mind to say, make it happen, I'm going to make it happen, you will find solutions. You will create solutions. You will reveal solutions that you didn't even realize had been in front of you this whole time. So when you change that mindset and you shift, the possibilities are truly unlimited. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, check out the free membership community. It's called themppcommunity.com. And of course, it stands for My People. If you want to learn more about that, you can check it out by clicking on the link in the show notes. But until next time, everybody, I will see you next week. Bye. I am so grateful. I do not take it for granted that you took your time out and you listened and you vibed with me. If you had any feelings that came up like, oh, I resonate with that, reach out to me. Let's keep the conversation going. My intention is to inspire you to be your authentic self and build community around those superstars out there. You doing the damn thing. And making an impact, regardless of if it's big or small, you matter and you are valued. So make sure you big yourself up first and continue to come back to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you go to listen to get your inspo. I'm on it, child. So I'll see you next Monday.